My name's Bobby.
And I'm Sarah.
And welcome to another episode of BS with Bobby and Sarah. And today, BS is going to stand for bite size because once again, we have that short little tidbit of the show.
Yes, just a little morsel for you to gnaw on. And it's number four, actually.
That's right. We've got inane rambling, no game, so you don't learn anything, no editing unless it's, you know, a lot of blank silence because I'm just here slack-jawed, not really knowing what to say. And most importantly, a 20-minute...
Hard cutoff
that would
rule?
I was just going to say, that would be something I'd edit out, is that giant-ass truck.
Oh, I heard
coal.
Something. I thought it was your tummy being hungry.
Was I fasting for 4 days? Because that was really loud. But what I was going to say is a 20-minute time limit. So if I'm in the middle of a story, it's just going to get cut off.
Okay. I'm going to try and make it before the 20-minute because I don't like being cut off. It hurts my feelings.
What if I just let you kept speaking and then later after you're done with the story, I'm like, oh, 20-minute time limit was 3 minutes ago. Okay. Only I'm going to hear that.
Okay, I guess that would be it would be a softer way to go about it.
Today's going to stand not only for bite size, but body stuff, I guess.
Body sewage.
Body
sewage.
That's gross. Yeah, that's your other topic. That's your other podcast.
Yep.
Because
yep.
You told me, and this might get a little gross, listeners, yeah. because you mentioned having a cyst.
Yeah, so this might be fascinating for those of you who like to watch like Dr. Pimple Popper or something.
Which, by the way, I am not. I think that stuff is disgusting and gross, and I don't know why, but my mouth waters when I see that.
Ew! Like, doesn't that happen when you want something tasty?
Or your insides are trying to protect yourself because your mouth starts to water before you, I guess, you vomit.
That's true. Yes. Oh, yes.
But anyway, tell your cyst story because then I have a sister cyst story to match that.
So sissy. Okay. All right. So I've had like a little teeny tiny little bump on my chest, not like boob level, but more like towards the neck. And it was like, it almost looked like a ingrown pimple or something. It was super tiny. And I've had it for years and years and years and years. And one time it just kind of like, it filled up and it was looked like a marble was stuck under there. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But then eventually like a few weeks passed and it went away. I'm like, all right, cool. I don't have to worry about that. And then it came back again a couple months ago. And I was like, holy moly, this is getting like bigger and bigger. And I was like, oh man, am I going to die? Is it cancer?
How big is it now?
It's now. Okay. So when I was freaking out about it, it was about the size of,
like a pea.
No.
Bigger.
I would say more smaller. Like a pearl onion. About the size of a pearl onion. So it was decent.
I don't know how big that is compared to a pea.
Okay.
Let me think. Like the size of a grape.
Okay.
A
pearl onion. Grape.
Oh, that's kind of big.
Yes. Yes, it is. That's why I was very worried now. And it was kind of hard and it was starting to be kind of itchy. And I was like, oh, man. So that could have been just because like the skin was expanding faster than normal skin expands.
That sounds doctorish. Yeah.
Right. I know. I like I'm so smart.
I mean, I think guys know when skin expands much bigger at a faster rate, it doesn't make things itchy.
Okay, but that stuff that's a different kind of skin type.
Okay, you're right. That bit of skin is used to doing that quite frequently.
Quite frequently, yes. Kind of like the throat muscle inside. Our body is fascinating. I took anatomy, thank you very much, twice because I didn't pass the first time.
You take anatomy every Friday night.
Wait a minute. What's that mean?
Sex.
Oh.
You take male anatomy.
Oh, every Friday night. What a random day.
That's when people like go out to bars and try and hook up.
Oh, no. Been... That's Saturday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. She takes anatomy. She studies anatomy Monday through Thursday, and then she takes it Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so the ones that didn't make it on Friday.
So yeah, back to that cyst. So that's how big it is now. This time,
yes, Yes. And I was like, okay, Sarah, you got to do something about this. You're going to die and it's not going to be pretty. And I'm like, ah, fine. So I went to a dermatologist and she walks in, just asks me a question, doesn't even let me finish. She's like, okay, it's about this size. Doesn't even palpate it or anything. She's like, it looks like it's a, what'd she say? It looks like it's a cyst. And well, we can schedule you in for removal of it. I'm going to do a cut this way and this way, that way. And then you're going to have to get a sports bra so that when you're recovering, it doesn't like pull on the recovering stitches or whatever and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. So it just, all of this took like maybe 5 minutes at most, her consultation. I'm like, all right. So I left and and in the car, I'm sitting, I'm like, okay, first of all, she didn't even tell me how much this was going to be. And so I called back and long story short, it's going to be $450. They're like, but since you don't have health insurance, when they send it to the lab to get tested, that's a different price that could range from $300 to like $1,000 or more. And I'm like, what? I'm like, well, mm-hmm. What if we just don't do that part? I'm like, just discard it, you know, like I'll pay for the whatever price that is. They're like, no, we have to send it there and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so I think it's part of their ethics that they have to test it, because what if that is, you know, what if it is a sign of cancer? And then you're like, I had this sign, I could have known about it like months ago because of this growth that was never tested. So they have to do their due diligence.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what one of my cousins was telling me about that. They're like, they have to do it. And I'm like, I understand that, but okay. So this could be like a whole other debate, but for me, they're putting themselves in that position. If I waive my right to not know what's in there, then that should be on me, right? Like they're covering their ass about it. If there's a signature and if they explain, like, you know, there could be something, we could be preventing stuff, but like, even if it comes back with that it's cancerous or something, then it's like, do you want to do chemo and all this other stuff? And I honestly, I don't think I would want to do chemo, but
I mean, there's other options than chemo, but I think,
yeah.
I don't know. There might be legal laws that they have to send things off, or it could be in their Hippocratic oath that, you know, they need to do this, and mm-hmm. the possibility of letting a cancer ravage someone's body for, like, what if you don't go to the doctor again and nothing happens for 3 years? Like, right. That's not ethically right. But I also understand your point that, well, also the only reason you're like, don't test this is because you don't, might not have or don't want to pay the possible like $800 to test it.
Well, that, and because the doctor had zero concern about it too. So that kind of feeds into like, I really don't want to pay all this money for something that I honestly don't even care about it, because I wouldn't want to take any steps afterwards. But also because she wasn't concerned like in the least. She was like, let's schedule this for the winter months. That way you can enjoy the rest of your summer. Like if she was actually concerned about it, there'd be no freaking way. Like it's hypocritical. If it's like, okay, oh, well, I have to follow my ethics because it could be something bad, then why wouldn't you want to know right away? You know, mm-hmm. fuck the summer. I'm, you know.
I'm not going to be blasting my tits out on a boat anyway.
Blasting them. Exactly.
So
no, I only blast them on Sundays.
So basically, it's not going to happen for a few more months, but you just got to mm-hmm. keep an eye on it. And if it gets any bigger, if it gets to say like a plum size, then obviously you got to do something about it.
That would have sucked. Yes, absolutely. So I was like, okay, fine. You know what? I left the appointment for the surgery, but I'm like, in the meantime, I didn't tell him this part, but in the meantime, I'm looking at other options. And then I come across this book, because I had heard that sometimes things that happen in your body are emotional based. And so I looked up what it means, at least, to have a cyst. And
first of all, I can't wait to hear what this book about emotional connection to.
It's called Knowing Yourself, I think. And it has a bunch of stuff, and holy moly. So when I read what it was, well, like supposedly what emotions come from, like, you know, to produce a cyst, it resonated like 1,000%. I had very recently been through these emotions, like very, very strongly. And which were like anger and...
I've also had a cyst back mm-hmm. when I was younger. So I want to hear what could have possibly caused this cyst when I was like 17 years old.
So it was basically like anger and rage about like a situation that you were expecting kind of to go one way, didn't, and went another way. And then I forgot what other stuff, but it mostly came down to anger.
But doesn't everyone go through that? And then wouldn't people be sissy everywhere all the time? Like if just like anger and pent up rage,
like, well, murderers, yeah,
and serial killers would just have cysts poking out everywhere.
They'd be all cysty, loosey-goosey cysty. Well, I mean, the thing is that...
Basically, I'm calling BS on this stupid-ass book.
Well, I am not, because check this out, son. As soon as I kind of made that conscious in my head, I mean, it could all just be my brain really doing miracles
trying to
on myself.
Find connections.
But the thing is, as soon as I, like... started to kind of think about, I basically like therapized myself and was like, okay, so where have I felt these emotions? I mean, I knew immediately when I read the thing, like where, what incident they was talking about. The next morning, it started oozing and it had never done that before. So it started oozing and it's been going down. And now it's like the size, it's like the size of a pea, but like a smashed pea. So you can kind of feel that there's still something under there, but it's shrunk and basically most of the stuff has come out.
Okay. I did not have the chance to therapize myself and get rid of the cyst that was growing out of my head. Oh, actually, I had that
on
cyst.
On your head?
On my head, back when I was 14. And now I remember that it was either 13 or 14 because it was my freshman year of high school.
Whoa.
And I got it removed. And I remember at lunchtime, I had to apply this cream to my stitches. Not only, I had... like jet black hair back then, and the stitches were bright blue so they could out so the doctor could see them when they had to remove them. And I had to put this cream on my wound, and it which like spread the hair so perfectly, made it, you know, quite obvious that I had a head wound. And I had to get it medically removed, but if all I had to do was let go of the pain, it could have just oozed it. And
it could have been, you could have just oozed it. Although, you know what? You would not want to be oozing in a high school days. No, that
out of my head.
Yeah, you would have had like a, you've been bullied so hard. And no, it's almost better.
The craziest part of that story, though, is of 4 or 5 years later when I had to go to jury duty, the person that was being sued for medical malpractice, which I didn't find out until after I went through the whole case and told my parents the person's name. It was that doctor that did the surgery on my head.
Oh my God, Bobby. Whoa. What?
Which I will say, we found her not guilty for medical malpractice anyway.
Oh, phew.
Which was for like a completely different surgery. She did like a gallbladder removal. I don't need to get into it too much, but just the fact that it was like, oh my God. That was the doctor that did my head. I had no idea. Also, she was behind me because it was on the back of the cyst was on the back of my head, so I never really saw her because she was working behind me.
Yeah.
It's not like it was on my forehead and I was looking directly into her eyes.
Although she had you bend your head forward, though, that you wouldn't be looking into her eyes there, would you?
So basically, you believe you're one of those people that believes that you can...
I can heal the
body
with my mind.
How did you therapize? Is that even a word?
No, I really don't think it is.
Okay, but you basically...
Yeah, I can be very woo-woo sometimes, and I consider all of my options. You know, I was prepared to have it removed surgically and do all the medical stuff, but I was like, you know what? Let me try this.
But I want to know, how did you meditate and clear the rage from your aura or your chakra? Like, what did you do?
Honestly, it wasn't even that it wasn't that complicated. I just would sit around and really think about like why I felt angry at the situation, because and it would just kind of come down to like basically asking so many questions that you get to the bottom of what you're really angry at. And for me, I was just really angry at the fact that I lost control over the situation, over someone else's life. And, you know, I'm just going to say it, you know, I wanted a different life for my mom. And we had worked on a whole plan and we were doing it, but then she kind of went back to old habits and emotional traumas of her own. And I was like, okay, you know, that's her life. It's her journey. It's not my responsibility to take that on if she wants to do this, you know? So that's what it came down to.
Damn, and here I was going to say that that my pent-up rage and angst and being angry about was the fact that, like, Wendy's removed its spicy chicken nuggets.
Did they really? Oh, no.
They did for a while. I haven't eaten fast food in quite some time, so I don't know if they brought it back, but I remember being shocked and astounded when I tried to order, and they're like, we don't have that anymore.
And
then I grew a cyst out of my head.
I'm sure people have grown a cyst for much less than that, Bobby.
Well, you know what you should do to test this theory of yours is to get super angry and worked up and see if that little dried pea starts to fill with fluid again. That's the only way. I'm trying to be scientific about this.
I have a theory. Not gonna do that.
I have a theory and we need to test it.
No. Well, next time you do something to infuriate me, then I'll test it if it comes out.
Okay. Well, so this episode isn't only about cysts. More BS body stuff is the fact that getting older really sucks.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the past few days I've woken up, I have pain in my right knee and I don't know why.
Oh my goodness, me too. Although mine's my left.
And my right elbow, it's not tennis elbow, but I think it's something called golfer's elbow. It's like a tendon. You know where you hit your funny bone there?
Yes.
That tendon in there. Maybe I overused it working out too much, but I never injured it working out. But now I was clipping my nails the other day using my right hand, and I could feel that tendon, and it's sore.
Oh.
Or like washing my hair, I'm feeling it. I don't know what happened. That sucks. And then 2 weeks ago, I thought I broke my fucking toe by kicking the door frame, trying to step over my dog so I didn't have to inconvenience her to get out of my way.
Such a good dog daddy.
It hurt so much. It and it turned so black and blue.
I think you did break it.
I mean, it looked really bad and it felt really bad.
It looked really broken then.
But 4 days later, it was much better. So I don't think it was actually broken. But
no.
Damn, that's all the body stuff I got going on, except every Friday I got some other body stuff going on.
Body. Well, my elbow did that same thing, actually. I still can't stretch my arm as full as I can the other one because it's still doing kind of like that lock thing. But let me tell you, I also looked that up in the book.
Oh my gosh, is it like too much sugar intake locks your elbow? Is that what it's going to say?
No, but that would apply.
It's feeling depressed on a Tuesday will cause pain in your lower extremities.
Okay, the reason it's in the elbow is because it signifies your arms opening and being open to new things coming into your life. One of the things that it said as an example was if there was someone in your life that you are hugging or that hugs you that you don't really feel like 100% about or have reluctance towards it. And for me, that was definitely the case. Also, new opportunities coming into your life, you know, you have to be kind of open-armed about it. And that's what it means when your elbow kind of locks up. I'm sure there are a bunch of body things that could happen that really do need medical attention. But it doesn't hurt to check, you know, look it up, see what it means for you. You can make fun of it as much as you want. But the fact that the cyst that I had on my chest is now so tiny, I am just really happy. Honestly, if it was all just mental power or like wishful thinking or just the body taking care of it, which is what it does, then that's awesome. I don't care if it sounded silly.
The power of positive thinking.
Yep.
I get that. I mean, there is something to be said about anger and stresses on the body impacting you negatively. I mean, I don't know it's about moving fluids, but
oh, I just remembered the elbow thing, and this might apply to your life because you're starting a new job, aren't you?
Yeah, and you better hurry up because you have 30 seconds, girl.
I know. So it meant you're closing off or you're fearful of changes in your life, of new things coming in. And that applies to me too because I might be moving to Utah.
But why the elbow? I cannot believe you just dropped that in the last 20 seconds of the episode. You bitch. Great. I would
You're
love
welcome.
To know this. But unfortunately, we can't.
We can't.
You can't even tell me.
Wait.
Has been another episode of Bite Size. Gotta go.
Rules are rules.
Bye.
Bye.